The man in the living room started coughing, then fell into a heavy, lung-shredded hawk. "Carrie!" He sounded like the rest of them, hoarse, disorientated. Jenna stood in the doorway. "She's not here."
"Oh, right. Gives a whiff of your ciggy."
She took a long, final drag down to the filter. "All gone." He checked inside his B&H box and scrunched it in frustration when he found it empty.
"Have you got a ciggy, love?"
"No."
"What's that behind your ear, then?"
"Mine."
"Jeez, you're a cold one. Help a fella out."
"£1."
£1 for a dog end shit stick like that? You mad?"
"Seller's market."
"You're Carrie's girl, all right."
Her face darkened, and bad Jenna wanted to rip the tongue from his mouth, to spit in his face, to rake her nails across his cheek. She shrugged instead.
"Go on. Give us the ciggy. I'm gasping."
"Haven't you got a home to go to? You can't stay here."
"I'm a guest."
"I think you should leave."
"I'll leave when Carrie tells me to."
"She won't even remember who you are."
"As I said," James began through gritted teeth, "I didn't kill him. I don't know how he died. We need to check the body together if we're going to find out." "A trick. Always a trick."
Alison knelt back down next to John, looked into those deep, deep eyes which had turned shallow with death. There was no sign of injury to his face or the top of his head. He looked perfect still, apart from those empty eyes. Her gaze slid down to those broad shoulders and across his chest, down to his stomach. There was no sign of blood. His clothes looked just the same as when she had last seen him living and breathing. His legs were splayed at an unusual angle, but they didn't look broken. It looked more like he had fallen suddenly. Questions grew in Alison's mind.
"How did you do it?" she muttered.